Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk. D-D-I-F, it's your hip-hop informer, that dude TMI, and hey, welcome to the show. It is Friday, it's not Wednesday, it's not Thursday, I got it right tonight. It's Friday, hey, March 30th. What's up to all the Aries in the building? I'm an Aries, repping those Aries men and women. Let's get it in. It's the weekend. 917-889-3926. Jump on it as we get into Usher Climax. We'll be right back with the Angels inside the Cypher.
The way our world turns, we've reached a climax. We're together, now we're undone. We'll commit all the truth to run away. Do we separate? Oh, wanna give it all we both gave up. Can't take it back. Off the ground, love is the ground that keeps raining down. Where are you now when I need you?
Wasn't enough. You can't say we argue too much. We made a mess of what it used to be love. So why do I care? I care at all.
Radio Live, it just cuts off just like that. Hey, welcome to the show, everybody. You're in tune to the Friday Night Cipher, 917-889-3926. Usher Climax, all the way live from Newark, Delaware. Give it up, Toya. Welcome to the show.
Hello, good evening. Happy Friday to you.
What up, what up? Happy Friday. Man, long week. Long, long week. Productive week for you?
Not really.
Not productive.
Not really, no.
Okay. Hey, I could always count on you to throw a curveball. Why wasn't the week productive? That's funny.
No, I just didn't feel like doing anything. I didn't go to the gym all week. I didn't work as hard at work. I didn't do anything in the household. I just didn't feel like being bothered with anything or anybody.
Wow. Just didn't. No gym this week.
We'll try again next week.
No gym this week?
No, nothing this week.
That's catastrophic. That, you know what? I understand because I had a couple of days this week where it was just like, I don't think I'm going to be able to do it. So, you know, we all deserve those days, those weeks sometimes.
I don't know if everyone deserves it. I probably should have got something done. I'll be running around trying to get a whole lot done over the weekend, but I just didn't feel like being bothered. So, yeah.
No, I understand. I totally understand. I'm like in one of those moods today. just really don't feel like being bothered. Just one of those, you know, I think everybody deserves it. You say so, everybody deserves it. Hey, this is She Bad. We'll be right back.
Say we can do both, but either way it go, turn the lights out.
Oh.
Friday Night Cypher. Hip Hop Informer, T. Muhammad, coming to you live out of Tampa. Toya live out of Newark, Delaware. Domare coming up here shortly live out of Chesapeake. Hey, the NAACP of Tampa is urging all to attend the Sanford rally tomorrow. City editor Iris B. Holton, the Sentinel, the Florida Sentinel city editor, on Saturday the 31st is chartering buses throughout the country that's headed to Sanford, Florida. From all over the place, they're headed to Sanford, Florida tomorrow to support the Trayvon Martin case. And again, it doesn't seem like it's getting any better. More and more attention is actually being paid to this particular event. So tomorrow, the NAACP and others are headed to Sanford, Florida for a rally. And there's been several rallies going on really all week. Continue to fight the power, my friends. If you have not heard of Trayvon Martin, you've been under a rock. Tampa joins hoodie marches around the country to support the justice for Trayvon Martin tomorrow here in Florida. What else is going on in the world? I mean, it seems like everything has been overshadowed by this Trayvon Martin situation, but it's a lot more going on out there. Toya, what's going on in your world?
Absolutely nothing. No, I don't really don't know. I haven't been on, really listening to much of anything. I haven't been watching CNN and MSN like I normally do. I am just out of it. I am out of touch with what's going on in the world, what's going on in my own backyard. I have no clue.
Yeah,
at all.
So I will let you know a couple things because, again, we've really been focused on the Trayvon Martin situation, and it's kind of overpowered some things that's been going on. Now, I know by now everybody knows that L.A. prosecutors charged Bobby Brown with the DUI on Monday. The R&B singer was arrested by the California Highway Patrol on suspicion of driving under the influence. And absolutely, when he was pulled over, he was drunk as a skunk and he was charged. Los Angeles City Attorney spokesperson says Brown was charged Wednesday with three misdemeanors, including two DUI counts, and one for driving on a suspended license. So not only was Bobby just, like, blasted, the dude didn't even have a license. Get out of here, Bobby Brown. You just fall for that. Eddie Griffin divorces after 6 months of marriage. And we thought that Eddie Griffin was trying to get his act together. After 6 months of marriage, comedian Eddie Griffin has nothing to laugh about as he seals the deal on his divorce papers. Griffin hitched up with Nia Rivers back in September last year, and the couple made it official. And guess where, folks? That's right, Vegas. We know it doesn't last when it happens in Vegas. 1 month later, both Griffin and Rivers was filing a joint divorce petition that cited the classic, what, Toya?
I don't know.
Come on, Toya. Get out of here. Irreconcilable differences. That's the classic one.
Oh, is that what it is? I have no idea.
Good luck. Good luck to Eddie Griffin and Miss Nia Rivers, whoever you are, my friend. Hey, Uncle Sam just hit friend Nas real heavy. And supposedly the 30-year-old songwriter and actor allegedly owes Uncle Sam more than $6.5 million in back taxes. Last year, the Rolling Stone reported that Nas was up to his hairline in debt. He was behind in child support and spousal support, condo fees, and a slew of other obligations. The hip-hop star Nas might begin rapping about being broke, especially since the IRS has their eyes on his earning. Hey, remember, Nas is a Grammy Award-winning nominated performer But unfortunately, his performance regarding paying taxes isn't really up to par. So, man, you know, that's a glimpse of what's happening in the world of hip-hop and entertainment. I mean, and we definitely got to say I hope Miss Tammy Romans is feeling better. You know, Tammy suffered a heart attack recently. Who's Tammy Rowland? Tammy Roman. I'm thinking of Kelly Rowland. Tammy Roman, basketball wives. We know the drama queen herself, the Twitter star herself, suffered a heart attack. Hey, man, stop all that drama. Chill out. Get out of here. You know, all that stress. We don't want no trouble. No trouble. No trouble. Hey, you are in tuned to TM Hyman Radio Live. Toya is just, you know, like she has no energy tonight, just chilling out. So we just going to keep this thing going. Hey, only 43 minutes left in this show. I'm going to do you dirty, Young Swag. See him on the radio.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going in, whoa.
I'm a academic. All the on me. Big guap on me. Got my phone. Never lonely. Never cross the light tone. I'ma do you dirty. I'ma do you dirty.
I'ma do you dirty.
I'ma academic. All the on me. Big guap on me. Got my phone. Never lonely. Never cross the light tone. I'ma do you dirty. I'ma do you dirty.
I'ma do you dirty.
I'm nothing like your baby daddy. Pulled up in a brand new gaddy. Getting money, I got. I'm out that action. With that chop, I'm a head crack. I see your I gotta get her. Let my little world hit her. Take a bite to the crib. Let her see how I live. Tall ceiling, mama flow. Two garage, close the door. Freak show, we need more. Bite, pay, call the be a man, call my wall. The mama say they need four. Smart, great head. All my go fed. Long money, big bread. About that enough said. Like my call head. Flop it way, pee the bed. Look, that thought.
Do you dirty?
Live Talk Radio Show. TMPM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TTPM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TMPM Hyman Live. TMPM Hyman Live. TMPM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real.
My chick bad, my chick good, my chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, my chick good, my chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, better than good. My chick bad, better than good. My chick bad, better than good. My chick bad, better than good.
I'm saying my chick bad, my chick hood, my chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, better than yours. My chick do stuff that I can't even put in words. Her swagger don't stop, her body won't quit. So full pipe down, you ain't talking about shit. My chick bad, tell me if you seen her. She always bring the racket like Venus and Serena. All white top, all white belt, and all white jeans, body looking like milk. No time for games, she's full grown. My chick bad, tell your chick to go home.
My chick bad, my chick good. My chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, my chick good. My chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, better than good. My chick bad, better than good. My chick bad, better than good. My chick bad, better than good.
Now your girl might be sick, but my girl sicker. She rides that dick and she handles her liquor. I'll knock a bitch out and fight. Coming out swinging like Tiger Woods' wife. She could get a little hasty. Chicks better cover up their chest like pasty. Couple girlfriends and they all a little crazy. Coming down the street like a parade. Macy. I fill her up. Balloon. Test her and guns get drawn like cartoons. But I ain't talking about Homer. Chicks so bad the whole crew wanna bone her.
My chick bad. My chick good. My chick do stuff that she chick. She could. My chick bad,
and I'm
my
loving
chick could. Hey. My chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, better than good. My chick bad, better than good. My chick bad, better than good. My chick bad, better than good.
Now all these bitches wanna try and be my bestie, but I take a left and leave them hanging like a testy. Trash talk to them, then I put them in a hefty. Running down the board, I'm dunking on them. Lisa Leslie. It's going down, basement, Friday the 13th, guess who's playing Jason? Tuck yourself in, you better hold on to your teddy. It's Nightmare on Elm Street, and guess who's playing Freddy? Chef cooking for me. They say my shoe came crazy, the mental asylum looking for me. You a rookie to me, I'm in that wham, bam, verbal bam, bam, bitch, you been a man.
Crazy, and I don't mean backup singer.
wow, that just seems kind of freaky. Whitney had a backup, a new comeback project that was scheduled. Now Aretha has a comeback project. Clive, I don't know. Ignore me, people. Clive actually sat next to Aretha for most of the night at the soiree at the Helmsley Park Lane Hotel in New York City. And we know that's real swanky, which included a sit-down dinner, a dance performance, and a mini-concert that featured jazz pianist Chris Bowers. Other guests included Diane Sawyer, the Reverend Al Sharpton, Willie Wilkerson, Aretha's longtime companion and her recent fiance. All I'll say is happy birthday, Aretha. She was serenaded happy birthday by Stevie Wonder, like only Stevie could do. Again, happy birthday. Big up to our godmother of soul, Aretha Franklin. Interesting comeback album. What do you think about that, Toya?
Aretha
got a comeback.
About Aretha Franklin, but whatever happened to her getting married?
Well, yeah, she got her fiance. That's Willie Wilkinson. That's her fiance.
Are you sure they're still getting married?
Hey, that's her fiance. You ain't going to get me to talk bad about Aretha.
No, I'm not asking you to talk bad about her, but, you know, it came out one day. She was getting married. It was supposed to be in, you know, a short period of time that they were going to get married, and then you never heard anything else about it.
Willie Wilkerson is her fiance.
Okay. I'm just wondering.
Wow. Hey, moving right along. Hey, this is pretty interesting here. Oprah's own network has to lay off 1/5 of the staff out of Los Angeles. Hey, Oprah Winfrey's struggling network said Monday it is laying off 1/5 of its workers and restructuring its operation in New York and Los Angeles. The decision to let 30 employees go is a tough one, but guess what? It's just good business. It's all about economics. You know, a startup cable company really didn't fit Oprah's cost structure, you know, specifically being that it's not making any damn money. You know, so Oprah got a revamp, you know, get her mind right. You know, she ain't trying to lose that $300 million she didn't invest it. So y'all got to go until we get our act together. Again, Oprah Winfrey.
Didn't she cancel Rosie's show also?
And Rosie's out of here. Rosie got all that Oprah money and didn't bring no Oprah ratings. Get out of here, Rosie. Too bad. Hey, on to some good news, though. We know, hip-hop R&B crooner Usher is set to play Sugar Ray Leonard. How about that? Usher Raymond is all set to play legendary boxer Sugar Ray Leonard in a forthcoming biopic about the life of the Panamanian champion fighter. Roberto Duran. He's going to play Sugar Ray in Roberto Duran's biopic. The film is called Hands of Stone. It's going to also feature Robert De Niro and other stars. So Usher, who was spotted in London recently, has been putting the finishing touches on a new album as well as training for the film. So big up to Usher Raymond. He was Sugar Ray. We know for a fact that Sugar Ray was a big fighter back in the 80s. Actually, he was the boxer of the decade back in the 80s. And he was actually the first boxer to earn more than $100 million in purses, managed to win world titles in 5 heavyweight divisions. Again, heavyweight divisions, that's Sugar Ray Leonard. Hey, doesn't Sugar Ray have like a some kind of condition now?
What kind of condition? I didn't know.
I don't know. Is he okay? I mean, is his mind right? You don't see Sugar Ray or hear a lot from Sugar Ray.
Wasn't
anymore.
Sugar Ray on Dancing with the Stars and was like one of the better contestants?
I don't know. I don't watch it, so I don't know.
Oh yeah, I think he was on there not too long ago. Within the past couple of years, and he did really well. I don't think anything's wrong with him, Chad.
I haven't seen Sugar Ray, like, in an interview in like, forever. So I'm thinking, you know, he like Muhammad Ali, me can't talk or something. I don't know. Maybe it is me. Maybe I don't get out that often. I don't know.
Well, what is he interviewing about? He's not doing anything, and not to say he's not doing anything, but he's not, like, in boxing like he was in the 80s. So what are they interviewing him for?
I don't know, damn it. I just want to see Sugar Ray. We'll be back, everybody. All ghetto. I don't know. I thought someone was wrong with him.
With something like a phenomena, headed straight through the top in the elevator, spending bread like the lotto. You know us, we so ghetto.
Yeah, over here we got pop, girl, move your body, cause the party don't stop. And I be in the jam, the playing my own car. They can't understand why the hands is all rock. They used to ride huffies with the pack, now ride huffies in the act. That looks like Buffy in the back. These rappers will get smacked, I treat them like custies in the trap. You like what? 300 for the bub? I'm like, what's 300 for the bub? We in the club on E, and mommy won't talk on me. And she with a girl, so I'm trying to cut on three. And the Timbs is Gucci, Air Force is Louis. Stupid jewelry, I'm stuck in my ways. Smoke kush that I had your stuff for days. $1,000 outfits, goddamn it, we paid.
Well, I'm saying like a phenomena. Headed straight to the top in the elevator. Spending bread like the lotto. You know us, we so get dough.
Yeah, what else? And life of a rocker. Fine wine and soup made from lobster. Nothing but dimes on my roster. Cartier flair, so I dress them in poshes. My cash is up, stash is tough. My new bitch badass fattest. I'm riding clean, high as a cloud. Billionaire club, no broke mix allowed. I was a young and now look, I'm a boss. Making fireworks, popping champagne cork. So y'all can go and take you a picture. And send my alcohol straight, no mixer. From the grind to the shine, from the hoop to the coupe, now I'm flying all the time. The bottom line is, she a dime beer. Would never decline me stepping behind
ease. I'm saying like a phenomena. Headed straight through the top in the elevator. Spending bread like the lotto. You know us, we so get go.
Okay, I'm in the strip club with a vial in a stack. With them dimes that I need a model on my lap. Put ones in the rack, make that ass clap. Took her to the crib, hit a ghetto from the back. Ma, if you gon' ride on top, she out of that. That boy bang hard on the track, see Alice rap. Shorty half red, half brown, half black. $300 weave and still she fat that. In fact, I put 22s on it. You hear them say, he threw the big shoes on it. What bank the bread is in the bed? Shout to my PhD in the fed. Yeah, I'm all ghetto socks mismatching. But you don't see the mind with my tools clashing. The cable is all glitz, cream cheese in my pocket. Special on the wrist, all ghetto with it.
Like a phenomena. Headed straight to the top in the elevator. Spending bread like the lotto. You know us, we so get go.
J-toes that pose in stiletto.
Let's go.
Jeans sag due to the metal.
Let's go.
We keeps it all ghetto.
Let's go.
We keeps it all ghetto.
Let's go.
Nothing on the beat, seems so special. Shoes on the whip, ice on the vessel. We keeps it all ghetto.
Imagine what you got in mind. That it's
the Friday Night Cypher. What's going on? Hey, hit us up. Tell us what your week was like, what your weekend will be like. What's going down? 917-889-3926. That was Saber Ferreira. We calling it. What is this? It's not Fiera. It's Saber Fakiri. I think that's what it is. Saber Kafiri. Regardless, I think the name of the song is Press My Buttons. Toya, live out of Delaware tonight. I'm coming to you live out of Florida, where we always got something going on in Florida. If we not, you know, perpetrating a fraud with your election votes or trying to hijack, you know, some kind of business, we are definitely keeping you on your toes in the area of news. If you have not been following what's going on in Sanford, Florida, again, you've probably been under a rock or indisposed for quite some time. But it's going down. It's going down really all over the place right now. And I'll tell you this. I heard a story yesterday of a Caucasian male who was actually shot by a security guard whose parents have also done the same thing that the parents of Trayvon Martin has done. They filed a petition, and it's going back to the stand your ground law that exists here in Florida that people are now having to actually take a real good look at under a microscope, because something stinks in suburbia. The stand your ground cases have increased dramatically since this law has actually taken effect. And, you know, all I'm going to say is know the law, learn your rights, because at the end of the day, nobody's going to protect you but you. Before we go any further, all the way live out of Chesapeake, VA, we're glad she could join us with only 19 minutes left in the show. Give it up for Domare. Welcome to the show.
Boy, you know how to introduce somebody, don't you? Goody. Hey, with only 19 minutes left in the show world.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Thank you for joining us this evening.
Well, you know what? I'm so glad
that,
to be here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, no doubt. No doubt. Hey, we're just recapping the week in news and entertainment, and you know, just kind of kicking the bobo. So, what's been up with you, in your world? Sound better, so I hope you're feeling better, because you sound.
I feel a lot, but I don't think I'm 100% yet. But I do feel better. Still struggling from a little stuffiness, and I'm telling that mucus thing and drainage. Anyway, it's so nasty. Anyway. Since you're recapping the news, I wish right at this moment the place eludes me. However, this is the situation. A lady was raped by her husband. He was found guilty, spent 10 years in jail. Oh, I wish I could remember the state, but wherever they are on the books, a law from way back states that when he gets out, she has to now pay him $1,000 a month.
What?
For sending him to jail. So basically, she has to pay for him raping her. Yeah.
What?
Okay. A lady got raped by her husband. He was found guilty. He was jailed for 10 years. He is due to get out. However, she now has to pay because of this law on the book stating that she has to pay her husband for sending him to jail, basically. So she's basically had to pay him $1,000 a month going forward. So it's like she's paying him for raping her.
So what's the law that's on the books? And I don't understand, how does the law say that you have to pay somebody
that's in jail? They were married. they didn't, when I was reading the story, they didn't really specify, well, they didn't go into detail with the lowest, but because this wasn't a stranger, this was her husband that she sent to jail that was convicted of the rape. So because they were married, from what I gather, and that he was convicted and he lost time, now the table has turned, and so since he's now he's due to get out, her penalty for sending him to jail basically is now to pay him $1,000 a month.
Wow.
For however a lot of time the judge says so. So it's kind of like, it's like paying for lost time. But in essence, it's basically, she feels like now she has to pay, she's paying him to have raped her.
Wow.
Right, right. I just said wow.
Wow.
That's what I had in my 19 minutes, you know. I was gathering all that intel information, you know.
Hey. Hey, that was a good one right there. Hey, that was a good one. And for that we thank you very much. Hey, this is Toya's favorite. It's Jay Styles. Be right back. Just breathe again. Inside the Cypher with DD live out of Chesapeake. We'll be back, everybody.
Look, I know he had you thinking that you don't ever want to love again. You say, no, no, no. I'm sure you think you'd be different when you get the chance to prove I'm really nothing like him. Oh, 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 oh. And I know he put some nice in you, baby. I'll help you breathe again. 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 Many nights drowning in those tears, you cry. Baby, I'm right here. Let me be the one to revive you. Cause it happened fast, apart with no end, and you can't survive in there.
Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DMDM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DDDM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Hey, you are inside the Friday Night Cypher. Hey, thanks for rocking with us. T.M. Hyman coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida. It's 9:49 where I am. It's 6:49 out there in Los Angeles, California. D.D. coming live out of Chesapeake. Toya live out of Newark, Delaware. Thanks for rocking with us, Angels. Hey, we got like 10 minutes left in the show. Hey, President Obama has a fine, fine wife. First Lady Michelle Obama. Oh, my goodness. And she was on David Letterman. Did y'all check it out this week?
No, I didn't see her on there.
Yes, yes, yes. Her and her Target clothes.
Her and her what?
Her Target clothes. You know, she likes to say that she buys clothes from Target.
What's wrong with Target?
What's wrong with Target? Nothing's wrong
yeah.
with Target.
Oh, you were there giggling and laughing like something's wrong with Target now.
No.
That's some
high-end I don't know anything about Target. I think the Walmart is the store you get in and get out of. I don't shop at
don't
Target.
Oh, you don't go shopping. Wait a minute.
Well, see, no. The fact is, this is the deal. I just think it's cool that the First Lady of the United States, you know, like, brags about shopping at an average place.
You hear my daughter's big mouth in the background.
Hola. Hola. What's going on, mama? What's cracking? Hey, Plies. Hip hop recording artist Plies. Actually, penned a tribute to Trayvon Martin recently with a new song called We Are Trayvon. It'll be available on iTunes, and the proceeds are going to the fallen teenager's family. So, you know, big up the Plies for, you know, that you know, thoughtful gesture there. And, hey, Bobby Womack. You heard about Bobby Womack? He's out of the hospital. He had a scare recently, where I think he just actually recovered from pneumonia. The cancer-stricken Womack was also scheduled to undergo another surgery at a later date, but he was released from the hospital following a successful recovery from pneumonia recently, and I didn't know Bobby Womack was like 68 years old. Did not know that.
His Behind the Music, or not Behind the Music, but Unsung on Bobby Womack, that was really good.
No, I didn't get a chance to see that. I did not. Hey, it's a 9:53. We got enough to get one more in. What y'all want to hear?
Toya's song. She like, what is it? Psycho? Is that the name of it, Toya?
I don't know the name of that man's song. It's the same guy that sings Koi.
Yeah,
that is. It's Psycho.
Okay.
There it is.
That man's song.
Hey, we'll be right back. It's 9:53. Psycho Fame. DM Hyman Radio Live inside the Cypher.
I can't believe my baby's missing. I can't seem to get you out of my brain. Somebody stop this room from spinning. Oh, I think I'm going just a little bit. I keep playing these thoughts over in my head. Can't break the chain. I swear that my mind ain't been the same without you. Need you to rescue me from this padded room. And all these pictures ain't helping. Still got messages on my voicemail.
Oh no,
they just played our song on the radio. Honestly, it's getting hard to
feel
me. Like I'm in hell. And I can feel these demons coming to me.
Somebody give me some help.
Somebody give me some help. Cause I don't like what's becoming of me.
We about to wrap this thing up. I say believe, achieve, maximize the opportunity, all that good stuff. Don't drink and drive. TGIF. We're back on Monday, 9 p.m. Meet us here. Be here or be square. Angels, get us up out of here. Hey, y'all relax. Reflect, relax, release this weekend. Make it count. Meet you back here on Monday.
And be a blessing. And take some sinus medicine.
Have a fun and safe weekend. Be blessed.
Hey, Tori, you said,
Yeah, I mean, do something preventative. Don't wait to take the medicine afterwards. Go ahead and tell them all about the preventative measures, Domare.
I'm just saying, Clear Guard just takes care of allergies. And sometimes, you know, with the pollen at the highest it's been in a long time, it just, the Clear Guard just doesn't take care of everything. And then, you know,
there's other things that you can do to help with your sinuses.
Yeah, like what? I take my Clear Guard every single day, 3 times a day. That's preventative measures. This case just got out of hand, and then I had to go to Sudafed and Mucinex and all the other stuff.
Fine.
And antibiotic. Oh, okay. Do the best you can.
Hey, Naked, Quinn Spirit. Hey, y'all have a good weekend. Good night, everybody.
Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. GMPM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TCDM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk radio show.